Welcome to Enclave on Air. I'm your host today, Jax DiEugenio. In today's episode, we get the pleasure of speaking with Marwin G. Fakih, MD, about the FDA approval of sotorasib plus panitumumab for the treatment of adult patients with KRAS G12C mutated metastatic colorectal cancer. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Fakih discussed key findings from the pivotal CodeBreaK 300 trial and how this combination fits into the current KRAS G12C mutated mCRC treatment paradigm. What is the significance, within this, current context of this clinical landscape of the FDA approval of sotorasib with panitumumab for adult patients with KRAS G12C mutated CRC?
It's certainly great to see that the FDA has approved sotorasib and panitumumab in combination for the treatment of patients with KRAS G12C mutated colorectal cancer. I think this approval provides access to patients to this effective combination. The percentage of patients with KRAS G12C mutation with advanced metastatic colorectal cancer is certainly a small percentage, but the treatment of those patients is relevant. About 4% of patients with metastatic colorectal cancer have KRAS G12C, and the treatment of those patients, similar to other patients with KRAS mutation, is quite limited after progression on a fluoropyrimidine, irinotecan, oxaliplatin, and bevacizumab. Certainly, we have the option of trifluridine and bevacizumab in that patient population, as well as other tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but the response rates are low with those approved agents, with an overall response rate typically for about 6% or lower. And the advent of combination targeted therapies for KRAS G12C with the combination of sotorasib panitumumab with an updated response rate of 30%, provides hope for patients. It's certainly a bigger response can palliate the symptoms better. And the median progression-free survival has also been quite notable on the combination, close to 6 months median progression-free survival with the combination of sotorasib panitumumab, supporting the decision of the FDA to approve this combination.
Starting to break down a bit of the CodeBreaK 300 data, if there's anything you want to add or go into more detail about, certainly feel free, and certainly regarding the safety profile as well.
As a reminder to the audience, the CodeBreaK 300 was a randomized phase 3 clinical trial, and it's a study that tried to answer two questions. Number one, does the combination of sotorasib panitumumab improve on the outcome of standard of care? And at that time, the standard of care was trifluridine or regorafenib. And the second question was, is there, a better dose of sotorasib here to use, or what is the impact of a lower dose of sotorasib plus panitumumab versus a higher dose? So there were two doses of sotorasib, 960 milligram and 240 milligrams daily in combination with panitumumab, and the third arm was the control arm. And I think the important thing to keep in mind here is that while the study wasn't really powered as a primary endpoint to compare the two doses of sotorasib of 240 versus 960, at the end of the day, the 960 milligram was associated with a higher overall response rate of 30.2%. versus 7.5% at the 240 milligram arm on the updated analysis. And this was, we all agree, a meaningful difference in overall response rate. In addition, the PFS differences were also in favor of the higher dose of 960 milligrams. So I think the take-home message is that sotorasib should be used at 960 milligram in combination with panitumumab. The other take-home message is that the combination is really safe. There were really no new safety signals with this combination on the phase 3. Very well tolerated. You see the expected skin rashes that you would expect with panitumumab. But sotorasib itself has very minimal side effects, and most of those are in the order of a grade 1 or a grade 2 toxicity. So a very encouraging data supporting the safety and efficacy of this combination in patients with metastatic colorectal cancer with KRAS G12C.
What advice would you give for providers about sort of maybe, you know, the genetic screening for patients with colorectal cancer?
I think every single patient with metastatic colorectal cancer should have next generation sequencing up front at the time of diagnosis. It is always important to understand what your options are as a patient and also as a provider to know, you know, how do you want to sequence and be prepared for sequencing. There are also clinical trials available for first line therapy. I think it is of note that sotorasib plus petosemtamab was combined safely with FOLFIRI in a frontline treatment of metastatic colorectal cancer with very encouraging response rates that had been presented at the ESMO meeting in 2024. And those data really supported the launch of a randomized phase 3 clinical trial now that is looking at the combination of FOLFIRI plus panitumumab plus sotorasib, and that is compared with the standard of care arm of systemic chemotherapy. The advice is look for what's targetable and make the decisions accordingly.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates on oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, give us a like at OncLive and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thank you again for listening to this episode of OncLive on Air.